Well, good morning, everyone, and Merry Christmas. I said Merry Christmas. There you go. Yeah, it's great to be here with all of you. I'm really happy to be able to celebrate Christmas with you and to be here for the Christmas service. We have a lot of people here along with our children, and it's great to have a full auditorium with people standing in the back. And Welcome to all of you, especially if you're a guest here, maybe a family member brought you along. Thanks for coming with them. I know that they really appreciate you being here, and I appreciate it too. So welcome to all of you. It is great to be here in the great state of New Jersey, recently declared as the most intelligent state in the Union. I don't know if you know that or not, but it's true. It was even printed in New York newspapers. I don't think it was mentioned in Hamilton, the musical, but it is the most intelligent state in the Union. And I know, right? Based on test scores and other things. That's fine. You can clap for yourselves. That's awesome. That's good. I just want to mention that it became the most intelligent state after Lee and I moved here. So I'm sure that was coincidence, but nevertheless, that is what happened. That is literally what happened there. So we are going to have a good time, I think, talking about Jesus today. And really, that's what brings us together. We're going to be thinking about specifically, what can you give Jesus for Christmas? What can all of us give Jesus for Christmas? Because, you know, Christmas is about the birth of Jesus, and it is also about, even as the song mentioned today, the cross and the resurrection. But we all know Christmas is also about giving and receiving gifts. And that even took part in the birth infancy narrative, not necessarily around the manger, but giving gifts to Jesus happened in the story. And so that's what I want us to focus on. That's what I want us to think about today. I hope that you have let others know what you want for Christmas. If not, then you still have a little time left to do that. And for all the children that are here, thank you for being with us in the auditorium. I hope, children, you have talked to Santa Claus. You've let him know. You've let other people know what you want for Christmas. And if not, go ahead and let it be known. Even right now, just lean over to someone and let them know what you would like for Christmas. You know, it might be, for those of us that are older, it might be jewelry. You guys are doing it. You're following directions. I appreciate that. Let them know. Be loud about it, okay? Write it down in permanent marker so that they will not forget. Maybe you want jewelry, maybe you want clothing, maybe you want a tech gadget, like an iPad Pro with a large screen and a terabyte of memory and a folding keyboard. I'm being very specific about that, and I'm looking in this direction right now. But maybe that's the kind of thing that you would like for Christmas. Or maybe you want gift cards. Maybe you want that gift that just keeps on giving. Love. No, I'm talking about cash. Okay? Cold, hard cash. The gift that keeps on giving. But presents are awesome to get, and they're also awesome to give to other people. And when I was a kid, one of the best presents I ever got was, and I was really hoping Santa would bring me this, it was a G.I. Joe astronaut with the space capsule. This G.I. Joe came in the metallic uniform with the space cap, and then the space capsule. I must have taken a million trips to the moon with that G.I. Joe. And I still remember that, because that was a special gift. One Christmas, I surprised my mom, because I didn't think I was going to make it home for Christmas that year. and I couldn't afford to fly. I was about 8 hours from home, and that was a lot of gasoline at the time, and gasoline was very high at that time. It was a boycott going on. And so I called Mom and Dad, and I said, I don't think I'm going to make it home for Christmas this year. It was my first time that I would have missed Christmas. But I happened just at the last moment just to decide, you know, just do it. Just go. You'll feel better if you go. And so I showed up, snuck in, let my dad know I was there. And it was Christmas Eve, and he walked into the room with my mom sitting there, and he said, honey, I got you something really special for Christmas. And I walked into the room. And she started crying hysterically, and I thought, oh, my mom hates me. Mom, what's up with this? But she said, as through her sobs and her tears, she said, this is the best Christmas present ever. Which is really the point of my lesson today. If you want to give Jesus something for Christmas, give him yourself. That would be the best Christmas present ever to give Jesus. But as we think about presents and giving presents at Christmas, there's a great story that goes along with this, and it's in Matthew chapter 2. And hopefully you have a Bible. You could turn over to Matthew chapter 2 or open up your phone and look in Matthew chapter 2. It starts in verse 1. And it's the story of the visit of the wise men, also known as the Magi, as they travel to see Jesus and give him gifts. It starts in verse 1. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came and asked, where is the one who's been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him. When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. In Bethlehem in Judea, they replied, for this is what has been written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people, Israel. Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him. After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented to him gifts of gold and incense and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. That's the story. And it's part of this birth infancy narrative that we usually think of as being the Christmas story. And the big idea here is that the wise men traveled a long, long distance to give this little child some presents. And we need to ask ourselves, what are we going to give Jesus for Christmas? And what are we willing to do, and how far are we willing to go to give Jesus a present for Christmas? The answer of what to give Jesus, what he would really like more than anything else, is he just wants you. He wants you. He wants your very self. He wants all of you. That's what Jesus wants, and that's what he came to the earth to die on the earth for, so that we might give our lives back to him. And it's part of this beautiful circle and this beautiful dance of grace where we receive the grace of God through the death of Jesus and the resurrection of Jesus, and therefore we live with gratitude and generosity in our lives. And I understand that you're going to be talking about that next year, and that's fantastic. The grace of God and how we respond to God's grace. The initial response is a decision. I'm going to give myself to Jesus. Everything. Hold nothing back. Heart, soul, mind, and strength. It all goes to him. And in this story, there are two specific ways that these wise men, the Magi, give themselves to Jesus. And I want to mention them. And in mentioning them, I will I will recognize that this is a bit of an allegory here. I'm using the text and what's written in the text, and I'm making a point from it, but the point's not specific to the text. It's a point that I'm drawing from the text. I just say that for all of you guys that understand. I'm basically saying, don't do this unless you know what you're doing. Okay? Be careful allegorizing the text. Don't do this. If you don't know what allegory means and that you're allegorizing the text, then please be careful. Don't do it. If you understand what you're doing, just say it. Yeah, this is what I'm doing. I get it. But I'm making some good points here. And there's two, okay? 2 points I want you to get, okay? I've trimmed my 3-point sermon down into 2 points. You're welcome. Merry Christmas. Okay, that's my gift to all of you. The first point is they traveled a long distance to find Jesus. And if we're going to give ourselves to Jesus, we're going to have to travel the distance. We're going to have to go the extra mile. We're going to have to travel the distance. When they finally got to the house, you know, the scholars estimate that it took them anywhere from 6 months to 2 years to find Jesus. You notice in the text, when it mentions Jesus, it doesn't say baby any longer. And 2 times in the text, it says child. Jesus is no longer a baby in a manger. You see that in the nativity scenes, but it's not really there in the Bible. Okay? In the Bible, Jesus is now a child. He's a toddler. He's probably 2 years old. And they traveled by camel, which was the ship of the desert in that day and time. And they came across the desert to get to Jesus. They traveled a long way, many, many miles. Probably wasn't 3 of them. There are 3 gifts, but it never mentions how many magi there were. There were probably more. There was probably a caravan of people. Because to go that distance, it would have taken a lot of preparation. It would have taken a lot of bags and stuff tied to the camels and water. And so they prepared for this trip, and they made this trip. And they went a long distance to see Jesus. And the question I have for all of us is, if you're going to give yourself to Jesus, how far are you willing to go? In Jeremiah 29, verses 12 and 14, it says, "Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and bring you back from captivity." We need to seek God with all of our heart. What distance are you willing to go to be able to be with Jesus, to find Jesus? Sometimes that distance means getting in a car like you did today and driving out to church, and thanks so much for being here. Sometimes that distance is as simple as when you get up in the morning and make that cup of coffee and you sit down for that cup of coffee and you realize, wait a minute, I forgot my Bible. You get up from that seat and you walk across the room and you grab your Bible and you spend time with God in the morning. Sometimes that's the distance. So sometimes we're talking about literal distance, taking a few steps or going a few miles, but also there's the distance in our heart. Sometimes there's a distance in our heart where we have to decide, I am going to distance myself from sin. Or in my heart and in my mind, I am going to distance myself toward God. So I go toward God and I humble myself and I get away from sin and I do whatever it takes, getting with people or a confession or whatever, to get sin out of my heart. But we see the distance there, and we make the distance greater from sin and draw the distance closer to Jesus. Draw near to me is what it talks about in the scriptures. Are we drawing closer to God? The distance can be helped by having friends and others in our lives that will help us along the way. But what distance do you have in your heart and in your life that you need to work on? There's a distance from being served to serving God. And are you willing to go that distance? For all of us today, I would ask us just to spend a little time between now and Christmas and think about, what distance do I need to go? And then start out on that journey to get closer to God. The distance The gift of that the Magi's gave, it was partly the distance that they went to be with Jesus. But a second point. All right. The second point. What else about the Magi and their present? Well, they worshiped. Their present was a present of worship. They went to worship Jesus. So that's the second thing. If we're going to give ourselves to God, then it's going to take worship on our part. We're going to have to see Jesus as he really is. He was a child, but they worshiped the child because they recognized this child is king of the universe. This child is the Messiah, the chosen one, the savior of the world. And so they worshiped him. The text reads like this. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. This is when they saw it hovering over Bethlehem and over where Jesus was, because they knew it stopped. This is where this is the end of our journey here. So the first thing you see about worship is there's joy there. They were overjoyed. The text literally reads, they were overjoyed with joy. You don't see it in the English, but it's there in the Greek. The joy is there twice. And it's also, it says, great and very right after it. They were overjoyed with very great joy. And so there's a sense of celebration because they found what they've longed for in their life. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him. That's another part of worship. You have to do some bowing when you worship. You humble yourself and you see the greatness of God. And then it says, and they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and incense and myrrh, and now you have the giving of the gifts. And part of worship also is giving God our gifts. And in this case, they gave him specifically gold, incense or frankincense, and myrrh. It doesn't say this in the text, but scholars have postulated over the years that the gold is because he was king, the frankincense is because he was priest, and then the myrrh is because he was going to die on the cross and be the sacrifice for all of our sins. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. But they gave gifts because they worshiped him. And so today, as we think about what to give Jesus and giving him ourselves, we have to first start with joy, recognizing who he is and being joyful about that. Are you happy because you found Jesus? Are you happy because of the salvation that you have in him? Are you happy because of the gift that you've been given from God? I like this country preacher. He used to ask his audience that. Are you happy? And he would follow it by, then notify your face. Yeah, I like that. If we have joy in our lives, it ought to be seen in our disposition. It ought to be seen in our face. And we come in joyful because of what God has done for us. And this season is a season of joy. But the fact is, every season should be a season of joy for disciples of Jesus because of the joy that we have in him. They were joyful. They bowed. They were humble. We have to see humility in our hearts before God. These men were smart. They were educated. They were wealthy. They were people of status, but they bowed before a child. That's humility, because they recognized who this little child was. Are we willing to bow before Jesus? And then sacrifice, the sacrifice of just opening up their treasures and giving this gold, frankincense, and myrrh, which quite frankly probably didn't mean very much to a 2-year-old child. But I'm sure the parents were grateful for it, because the parents were poor. We know that because when they went to the temple to sacrifice the offering for a newborn, they offered the gift of the poor, the sacrifice of the poor, turtle doves, not a lamb. And also scholars think that how they could get down to Egypt, live in Egypt, survive in Egypt, after they fled from King Herod, and then come back to Nazareth, and how they could survive all that time as poor people is because of the gift here. And that's the thing about God. God will provide if we trust him. And for Joseph and Mary, this gift, for Jesus, the gift as a little child probably meant nothing. For them, it was a lifesaver, because that's what God does. He comes and he provides for us and we need to appreciate the gifts that he gives us. So today, what are you going to give Jesus for Christmas? I would say, let's give him ourselves. Let's give him our hearts. Let's give him, as it talks about in Matthew chapter 22, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. And Mark adds, all your strength as well. And then love your neighbor as yourself. Let's love God with everything that we have. Let's give him our whole self, our heart, our strength, our mind, our soul. Let's give him everything. What will you give Jesus this Christmas? My prayer is that for all of us, we will give him our very self. Give Jesus your very self. That's the greatest gift that you could give him. I'm going to close out in a silly way. It's fair warning to all of you. This is going to be a silly closing to a very serious topic, giving God your everything, giving Jesus the greatest gift of all, yourself, this Christmas. There's a song that's now a number one hit. It's a 25-year-old song. It was released in 1994, and it's a song by Mariah Carey. Thank you very much. It's a song that says, all I want for Christmas. And then there's a dramatic pause and an instrumental and a drum roll. And it goes something like this. Yeah. All I want for Christmas, diddly 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 doo, is you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Yes. Thank you very much. I see Josette clapping for me. Thank you, Josette. I was a daytimer at one point in my life. Yes, she can attest to that. So you're going to hear that song a lot over the next few days. And I really want to spoil it for you. I want to spoil that song for you. Because every time you hear that song, I want you to be thinking about Jesus singing that song to you. And all Jesus wants for Christmas is you. Baby. Have a Merry Christmas.